Charlie looked the way I felt. He called out weakly, "Hey, don't knock yourself out, Diana." She didn't answer. Jarvel had wheeled up the artificial heart and was holding out two tubes. Diana picked up a scalpel, and I looked away again. He was still dead a half hour later. They turned off the machine and threw a sheet over him. Diana washed the blood off her arms and said, "Got to change, back in a minute." I got up and walked to her billet next door. Had to know. I raised my hand to knock, but it was suddenly hurting like there was a line of fire drawn across it. I rapped with my left, and she opened the door immediately.
"What? Oh, you want something for your hand?"
She was half-dressed, unself-conscious.
"Ask Jarvel."
"No, that's not it. What happened, Diana?"
"Oh, well..."
She pulled a tunic over her head, and her voice was muffled. "It was my fault, I guess. I left him alone for a minute." "And he tried to hang himself?"
"That's right."
She sat on the bed and offered me the chair.
"I went off to the head, and he was dead by the time I got back. I'd already sent Jarvel away because I didn't want Hillebo to be unsupervised for too long."
"But Diana, there's no mark on his neck. No bruise, nothing." She shrugged.
"The hanging didn't kill him. He had a heart attack.
Somebody gave him a shot, right over his heart." She looked at me curiously.
"I did that, William. Adrenaline, standard procedure.
You get that red dot of expressed blood if you jerk away from the projector while you're getting a shot. Otherwise, the medicine goes right through the pores, doesn't leave a mark."
"He was dead when you gave him the shot?" "That would be my professional opinion."
Deadpan.
"No heartbeat, pulse, respiration. Very few other disorders show these symptoms."
"Yeah, I see.
Is something... What's the matter, William?"
Either I'd been improbably lucky, or Diana was a very good actress.
"Nothing.
Yeah, I better get something for this hand." I opened the door. Saved me a lot of trouble. She looked straight into my eyes.
"That's true."
Actually, I'd traded one kind of trouble for another. Despite the fact that there were several disinterested witnesses to Graubard's demise, there was a persistent rumor that I'd had Doc Alsever simply exterminate him, since I'd botched the job myself and didn't want to go through a troublesome court-martial. The fact was that under the Universal Code of Military Justice, Graubard hadn't deserved any kind of trial at all. All I had to do was say, you, and you, take this man out and kill him, please. And woe betide the private who refused to carry out the order. My relationship with the troops did improve, in a sense. At least outwardly, they showed more deference to me. But I suspected it was at least partly the cheap kind of respect you might offer any ruffian who had proved himself to be dangerous and volatile. So, Killer was my new name. Just when I'd gotten used to old Queer.